Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Well, well, well. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Yo, before we get this party started, I gotta say what's up to our peoples out there in LA. Heidi and Frank, what's going on, y'all?
What's up,
Hello, Atlanta.
Hey, guys.
So much to get to, y'all. Where do we begin? Kim Kardashian is known for her revealing attire, but does she actually wear the pants in the family when it comes to her and Kanye's finances? Plus, 50 Cent filed for bankruptcy at one point in time. Apparently, he's actually a financial genius, but I think we knew that all along.
Right.
Hello.
We got more on that in a bit, but first, Monique is mad. Not a little mad, big mad.
Yeah.
So earlier this week, we were talking about the boycott of Netflix that she wanted everybody to jump on because they only offered her $500,000 for a comedy special. While on the flip side, Amy Schumer was offered somewhere around $13
million. Right.
Netflix said it was because Amy simply had more bankability. Well, Monique thinks that this is just ridiculous because not only does she claim to be the most decorated comedian alive, she also claims to be more bankable than Amy, and her husband tried to come through with some math to prove it, and we added some graphics just to try to help her out.
In 2017, Amy Schumer did a film called Snatch. That film made $45 million domestically. In 2016, I did a film called Almost Christmas. That film made $42 million domestically. Amy Schumer's budget for Snatch was $42 million, and it made $45 million. And it was in how many theaters?
3,511.
That's a $3 million profit. Almost Christmas budget was $17 million, and it made $42 million. That's a $25 million profit. And how many theaters was it in?
2,379.
Could somebody please make it make sense?
Okay,
I'm exhausted.
I am too.
Number one, that is not why Amy Schumer got the big Netflix special. It wasn't from Snatch. The reason she got the big Netflix special and got paid all that money was for her movie Trainwreck, which brought in, I think, like $140 million on a $35 million budget. So you're comparing apples to oranges instead of apples to apples on that one.
But she should get paid the money. Look at all the awards she's standing by. I mean, she's standing by Oscars and...
She's won the Silver Horse Award. Are you kidding?
I think she got that from playing Monopoly.
There's also a little top hat in there and a race car.
And a thimble.
Well, up next, Susan Kelechi Watson is killing it right now. She's one of the stars of the hit show This Is Us, and she went on live with Kelly and Ryan and revealed some famous people that helped her out early on in her career.
Like who?
She said she was studying at Howard University and was presented with the opportunity to go study Shakespeare at Oxford University in London, and it was to be a part of the first group of students sent over from an HBCU.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, she couldn't afford it because it was like an extra $5,000, and that's where Claire Huxtable comes in.
The lawyer?
I remember a friend of mine reached out to Felicia Rashad, who's also an alumni of Howard, and they got on the phone with Felicia, and Felicia was like, oh no, you are going. And we were like, okay. And she was like, I will call you back. And she hung up, and the next thing she knows, she calls back, and she's like, so Denzel and I are paying for you guys to go
to
Washington.
Denzel?
Yes. A little Mr. Washington, and I'm happy to say he paid for my scholarship.
Oh my gosh!
And we went and had this amazing summer that changed all of our lives, and I saw Mr. Washington on some occasion, like years later, and I said, excuse me, Mr. Washington, you paid for my scholarship to go. And he was like, yeah, you're welcome.
Oh man, that was awesome.
Dude, seriously.
I got goosebumps.
All right, who would you call, Portia, if you were gonna, you know, get somebody a scholarship to have them pay for it? Do you have that person in your phone?
To help pay for Headcrack. Anytime I need money for charity, Headcrack is there. Like,
oh,
he
wonderful.
Never fails at all. He is the most giving person that I know. He will pay, cash that check, honey.
Okay. That's because he's trying to sleep with you.
Hey, Headcrack.
Hey,
Headcrack, real quick. Can I get some the money for the Monique Need More Money scholarship fund.
Portia, do you ever call Gary for money?
Yeah.
Gary ain't gonna give you nothing but a smile and tell you Merry Christmas. Well, moving on. Kim and Kanye have been dropping tons of money to move in their new home in the Hidden Hills, baby.
You can see this house in space.
Oh my God, do y'all see it?
It's yeah, they're my neighbors.
Enormous. Well, according to Star Magazine, Kanye was so appreciative of his movers that he tipped them $2,000.
Okay, tip them.
Okay. Well, apparently, Kim wasn't pleased that he gave such a big tip, and she told him to go back outside and get $1,000 back. And guess what? He actually went outside and asked for $1,000 of the $2,000 back.
You can't take the tip out?
No.
Yes, you can.
No.
He
Leave
did.
Leave the tip in.
Let me tell you how much it probably cost to move. It probably cost them about $20,000 to $50,000
to
move in that house.
Yes, I was going to say about
50. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, that's a lot of money. Now, $2,000 really wasn't that much
10%
of a tip.
If it's $5,000.
Thank you. Right. That was due to them.
You telling me Kanye West doesn't have some friends with some pickup trucks? Hey, fellas, come over on Saturday.
They wouldn't come. They ain't coming to the house.
two chains in them? Pusha T is only by name. He don't move nothing.
Right.
Well, we all know that Laverne Cox recently made history as the first transgender woman to grace the cover of Cosmopolitan magazine.
Nice job.
She's on the cover of the February edition of Cosmopolitan South Africa. So Cosmo did a little Q&A video with Laverne and asked her what's the most romantic thing anyone has ever done for her, and she said this.
So as a Black transgender woman, I've often been kept a secret by the men that I've dated. And so when my ex-boyfriend introduced me to his dad and invited me to spend Hanukkah with him and his family, it was the most special thing ever. Trans women deserve to be loved out in the open and in the light.
Aww.
Well, that would feel really good if you're always a secret. If it's like, you're coming to the house, but you're not meeting my friends. You're coming to the house, you're not meeting any members of my family or any of my coworkers.
Let me guess, you've been a secret.
That would suck.
I've been a secret. I've been a secret before.
In your lifestyle,
yeah,
obviously.
I've been a secret before, and I didn't even know I was being a damn secret. Why do I sit in the corner? Why you gotta go out the door first?
Not everybody's always accepting, though.
Nobody said it was easy. Just like back in the day, it wasn't easy for a Black man to bring a white woman or a white man to bring a Black woman.
Right. Exactly.
So he does need to talk to his family first. But Negro, I'm gonna need you to have a conversation, and I'm gonna need you to bring me into daylight.
All right, well, you all remember that lovable purple dinosaur Barney. He was a T-Rex. Remember him?
I love Barney.
Well, and he loved you. Anyway, David Joyner, he was the guy who was inside Barney for 10 years. He wasn't the voice. He was just the Barney body. And, now he's a tantric sex expert.
A what?
Barney dinosaur.
What's that?
It's another level.
Really? Yeah, no. What was it like? What was it like, Haircrack?
You
tell us.
You can't even describe it. Just imagine, like, French kissing, I don't know, an angel. I don't know. It's weird.
Wow.
Like,
angel.
Yeah.
Where it's like you get really close to one another. You breathe each other's breaths. I mean,
there's seen them
very
do that
little
in
movement, and it's supposed to last for a very long time. So that's where this guy learned it. He was inside of a body for 10 years. I mean,
breathing.
That's all he knows. Tantric sex.
Well, and he couldn't catch much with them short arms. So
he couldn't even touch it.
Won and won for many years. I actually want to try this tantra. Yeah.
Right.
You
want to
go in on it, Gary?
Come on.
I'll go in on it.
No, Frank.
All right, so he is now working as a tantric massage specialist and spiritual healer. And he has about 30 clients. This is crazy. 30 clients, and he makes $350 a session to help them release energy and balance their chakras. So is that what you guys call it now? I need to release some energy?
Oh, yeah, I've always called it that.
That is
a way better job than the Barney job.
That's a scam of a lifetime.
I love you, you love me.
Really?
We'll climax simultaneously.
Or not.
We don't have to use condoms. You can throw it on the floor. Rub my purple dinosaur.
Oh, my.
All right, so who loves LeBron James more than LeBron James?
Nobody.
We'll share all the sweet messages he sent to himself after the break. I knew you had me.
Not the sweet messages he sent himself.
Wow.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, people.
Hey.
So, y'all, last night, the Cavs played the Spurs, and LeBron became the seventh player in NBA history to score 30,000 points in his career. But he acknowledged his achievement before the game even started.
I know that's right. Pat yourself on the back first.
He wrote on Instagram, "Want to be the first one to congratulate you on this accomplishment tonight that you'll reach. Only a handful has reached seeing it too, and while I know it's never been a goal of yours from the beginning, please try to take a moment for yourself on how you've done it."
One time for the risk takers, though. For the risk takers.
Well, you guys, despite the Cavs' loss, LeBron's milestone was still celebrated.
30,000 career points. It's incredible. It seems like every time we look up, you're setting another milestone or breaking another record.
So proud of you. The most unselfish king in the world. We salute you. Keep going.
29,999. 30,000. Ah. LeBron, you are a champion.
You know, nobody knows this, but when I played high school basketball, I was the first to reach 17 points. It was done my senior year, and it was quite the feat. So I know the feeling that you have, man. I'm proud of you.
When you have that many people who are that polarizing and vibrating at that high of a level, like cheering for you, there's no way you can lose.
No way.
Yeah,
right.
But I don't like the company he keeps.
Wow.
Gary, some of the most successful people in the world.
Yeah, I want to know who.
Kevin Hart.
Successful comedian.
Amazing.
Schwarzenegger.
Killer action star.
Jay-Z.
Best rap out.
They all got a lot in common.
What?
Whoremongers. They all
whoremongers.
His poor wife Savannah.
How do you pull that out of that?
Right?
messy as hell. Who worked that hard to be that messy? Well, Khloe Kardashian is spending her pregnancy eating loads of cereal and Googling herself.
Oh.
Okay. She tweeted this. "Today for lunch, I had a salad and 3 bowls of cereal. I had no control in the kitchen. Now I am Googling images of my pre-pregnancy body, and I'm fiending to get back to my workouts and my old body. Holy cow."
Ain't that kind of par for the course? That's like what pregnant women do. They eat combinations of weird things and figure out how they're going to get their body back.
But she's a hypocrite, though. She was hot about once upon a time. "I want to be pregnant." Now you done got pregnant, now you want your whole body back.
Yeah, you gotta tough it out. Like, isn't there like an ideal weight or size that you had at one point in time that you want to be back to?
I think he's always been shaped like
that. Was it always
bad? Yeah.
He looks very at home.
Yeah.
He knows how to dress that very well. He's used to being that size.
I just want to lose about 2 pounds.
Can you imagine being 10 with that body?
All right, y'all, so 50 Cent has gotten richer without even trying.
Oh, man. What'd he do?
All right, so back in 2014, he became the first rapper to accept Bitcoin as as a form of payment for music. So when he released his album, Animal Ambition, each Bitcoin was worth about $662. So 50 Cent got 700 Bitcoin, and when you punch in the tabulations back then, it's like $463,000.
Okay.
So 50 Cent was like, later for this Bitcoin thing, I'm just going to let it sit in the bank, let it marinate. So now in 2018, that same Bitcoin is now worth over $7 million.
That ain't fair. This is some type of inside trading thing.
Wow. No, it's just the thing is like...
For him to accept a Bitcoin as payment, he knew that a Bitcoin was going to blow up. He did some inside trading. That ain't right.
So do you guys have money that you just sit on and just forget that it's there?
Oh, none of y'all rich-ass people want to seem rich. Oh, my God.
I mean, like...
So y'all spend all the money y'all make?
No. Oh, girl, I spend
all I got is lunch money.
Y'all, whatever. Hey, Craig, are you good at it?
I got brunch money.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so now I know the game.
Oh, well, Portia, is another princess, honey, trying to outshine Meghan Markle? Find out, honey, what's going on after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Yes.
Well, Princess Eugenie's engagement announcement is already causing quite the royal drama.
Why?
Huh?
Yeah, Princess Eugenie is the daughter of Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson, so she's the cousin of Prince Harry.
Ooh.
And she announced Monday that she will wed James Brooksbank this fall, and now we have a closer look at her engagement ring.
Mm.
Her large pink sapphire surrounded by diamonds is worth about $140,000.
Wow.
Which is twice the size and value of Meghan Markle's diamond ring.
Mm.
But see, that's why this whole ring concept sucks, because it just turns into a battle. Like, you know, if this person, like, would have had a ring that was smaller than Meghan Markle's, people would have made a big deal about that.
Yeah. Princess Eugenie could have waited a little while and let Meghan and Prince Harry's little stuff die down.
Like, it was a
stunt. She's definitely trying to outshine her.
Reminding Meghan, girl, who you are. Stay in your place, girl. You got one diamond out of Diane's ring, girl. I got a rare stone, a pink sapphire. Okay. And, girl, my ring is worth more than yours. You're marrying him, but he ain't got no money.
They didn't even have to announce theirs yet. Like, this is so petty. They trying to test Meghan Markle's hood. That's what they trying to do. They trying to test her hood to see if she gonna be like, bitch, what's up?
See, when you see the earrings come off, it's about to go down.
They gonna find out what that really means.
She gonna switch that ring out for a four-finger ring.
Hold your peace till you get in the dough, Meghan. Hold your peace till we in there, girl.
Well, all of us love that wonderful feeling after we work out, right, Gary?
Yes. Endorphins.
Sweat.
You know you only get smoothies from the gym.
I know.
Right.
Well, nobody feels happier than Diddy, who shared this post-workout video, which is my mood all 2018. In his late 40s?
But, like, he stays in the gym. He's always working out.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm in my late 30s, and after I work out, I'd be about to die. Like, she ends with abs, and I end laying on the floor after that. Like, I'm just like this.
Yeah, he got to work out here. He's trying to have some babies, honey, so he better
get
them tadpoles rolling.
He letting them know.
Not get them tadpoles rolling.
Yes, ma'am.
Get them tadpoles swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
And speaking of workout, if you want to be most fashionable person, honey, in your gym, then you should wear our Dish Gear TR hoodie while you work up a sweat, Portia. Work up one, baby. So, honey, so carry your gym gear in our Dish Nation tote and cool down with a refreshing beverage from our Dish Mug with me. Go to dishnation.com/dishgear to get your Dish swag on today. And coming up, could this be Tom Brady's last Super Bowl?
Uh-oh.
Pray it. Giselle, bitch, is working hard to make sure it is, honey. All the details next.
Yes! Yeah.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. If Giselle Bündchen has her way, this will be Tom Brady's last Super Bowl.
Well, if you have your way, it'll be Tom Brady's last Super Bowl. You and Giselle have something in common, right? You want him to win this and then quit. Is that right?
Win, then retire. Let somebody else have it.
Yeah.
Well, former NFL kicker and college roommate of Tom's, Jay Feely, says that Giselle tried to get him to convince Tom to stop playing, and she was dead serious about it. And Jay says he looked at Tom and told him, play as long as you can. So apparently Giselle is trying to reach anyone who will listen.
I love this. Like, you've seen Giselle Bündchen. She's a supermodel. She's beautiful. If she can't look at Tom Brady and go, honey,
With that puss in boots eyes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she can't get that job done. You think a guy by the name of Jay Feely's going to be like, hey, do me a favor, hey? And you say, shut up. Like, if Giselle can't get that job done, no one's going to be able to get that done. All right, I have a better scenario for you, because a lot of wives, you love riding Harley-Davidsons. Like, you love it. But some say dangerous, and you're a husband and a father.
I started riding a motorcycle because I was married and had kids. I'm like, what's the most dangerous thing I can do?
Yeah. Is that when you started?
I'm thinking about moving it to a state that doesn't have a helmet law.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.